Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, February 1st. What to know about a snowstorm impacting tens of millions of Americans today, and a last-minute change to former President Trump's plan for his impeachment trial. Also, we'll tell you how effective a newer COVID-19 vaccine is looking now. Plus, famous music festivals canceled again. One of the biggest trades in NFL history, and how Americans and companies are celebrating Black History Month. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More than 110 million Americans are in the path of a snowstorm today, many preparing for the biggest snowfall they've seen in years. This winter weather system already dumped nearly a foot of snow in the Midwest. They're pretty used to it there. Today, though, it's hitting the East Coast even harder. New York City could get up to 18 inches of snow by tomorrow, and most of it is falling this morning. The city is expected to see 1 to 3 inches of snowfall per hour, and it's going to be windy, too, with gusts as high as 50 miles an hour. In both New York and New Jersey, emergency response teams are working around the clock. So are utility companies to respond to power outages as they come up. This storm could be a big deal for Washington, D.C. as well. The nation's capital city has not seen more than an inch of snow in more than 2 years. That was until last night, when a lot more fell, and more is coming down now. When all is said and done, D.C. could get up to 8 inches of snow. But again, New Jersey and New York are seeing the worst of this storm, along with parts of Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Maryland. Former President Trump changed up his impeachment legal team with just more than a week to go before his Senate trial. He has two new lawyers now. First up, David Schoen. He's been a lawyer for 30 years and a frequent TV legal commentator. He represented Trump's political advisor, Roger Stone, in his Mueller investigation trial. There's also Bruce Castor. He's a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. And he got some national attention when he decided not to charge Bill Cosby in a sex crimes case. Both attorneys released statements over the weekend saying they're honored to take the job with Trump. And this is a big change. Trump initially said South Carolina lawyer Butch Bowers would lead his legal team. Well, that team quit. They have not officially put out a reason themselves, but reports say they did not agree on how to defend the former president. ABC News cited sources who say Trump wanted them to argue there was election fraud, while the lawyers wanted to focus on whether or not it's constitutional to hold an impeachment trial at all for a president no longer in office. Either way, they're out and the new team is in. Though so far, it's not clear how the new team will present Trump's defense against the charge that he incited the U.S. Capitol riot. We'll find out soon. The Senate impeachment trial starts next week. Federal prosecutors announced some of their most serious charges yet in response to the violent invasion of the U.S. Capitol. Two members of the far-right nationalist group The Proud Boys are facing several charges, including conspiracy, meaning they worked together during the riot, assaulting an officer, and civil disorder. Overall, more than 170 people have been charged in the riot, but most have been accused of more minor crimes. The only other serious conspiracy charges have been brought against members of the militia group, the Oath Keepers. They're accused of planning the Capitol attack for nearly 2 months before it actually happened. And by the way, federal investigators are now offering a $100,000 reward for information about the person who left two pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. The FBI says the explosives were planted the night before the riot and just blocks away from each other at the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Committees. Thankfully, experts defused them, so no one was hurt. Since then, the FBI says it's interviewed more than 1,000 people who live and work in that neighborhood, and it put surveillance images of the person on their website, but so far, no arrests. For the second weekend in a row now, tens of thousands of Russians took to the streets to demand opposition leader Alexei Navalny be released from custody. And for the second weekend in a row, thousands of protesters were arrested. Remember, Navalny is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's main rivals. 2 weeks ago, he was taken into custody, and since then, his brother and his wife have been detained too. All the while, there's been what the AP calls the largest, most widespread show of discontent Russia has seen in years. Police have reportedly arrested thousands of people over the weekend and beaten some of them. The U.S. is calling on Russia to release Navalny and has criticized the treatment of protesters. The U.S. also expressed concern about another country's political unrest. In Myanmar, the military has taken over in a coup against their democratically elected government, and senior politicians were detained in early morning raids. The army blamed election fraud and said it's taking over for at least the next year. At the same time, mobile networks and the internet are down in major cities there, and some local journalists are reportedly going into hiding. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, responded to this, saying the military must reverse actions immediately. To be continued. The world could soon have another powerful weapon against the COVID-19 pandemic. Johnson & Johnson reported the results of its largest vaccine study. This is the vaccine that only requires one dose. Now the drug maker says its vaccine is about 72% effective at preventing any illness from COVID-19 here in the U.S. And that number is 66% effective worldwide. Even better, it's 85% effective at preventing severe illness. Many have noted this is not quite as promising as the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Those came back with efficacy rates of more than 94%. But it's worth noting, even the Johnson & Johnson one is more effective than the typical flu vaccine. And some doctors say it's not fair to compare the trials anyway, since this one happened later in the pandemic, after more strains of the virus have now been detected. Either way, most doctors and scientists agree the advantage of having one more vaccine, especially one that can be given in a single shot, is significant. Of course, this Johnson & Johnson shot is not available to the public yet. The AP reports the company is expected to ask for FDA authorization in the next week. Much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Noom. Look, I'm not a fan of fad diets or get-fit-fast trends that just aren't very realistic. Well, Noom does not like that stuff either. Instead, Noom says it's based in psychology and wants to give you more knowledge so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them in the long term. And Noom is clear that it's not just about losing weight. It's about a lifestyle and being able to replace your habits with healthier habits. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Noom is forgiving, too, because they know we're all human. If you go off track a day, no worries, you can get back on track the next day. So if you want to try it out, you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So again, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you want to learn how to live healthier, check out Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. You've probably seen them. Vaccine selfies are popping up all over social media as people get their COVID-19 vaccine. But the Better Business Bureau has a warning. It says, leave your vaccine card out of the picture. In case you're not familiar, the cards show what kind of vaccine you got, whether it was Moderna or Pfizer. And it also includes personal information like your full name, birth date, and where you got the vaccine. And for scammers, that can be valuable information. So the BBB says pictures of your card really should not be floating around on the internet. Not only could they potentially put you at risk, but bad actors are apparently using those images to make fake vaccination cards to sell on eBay and TikTok as well. For the second year in a row, two of the country's biggest music festivals have been called off. Coachella and Stagecoach both got canceled. They were set to begin in Southern California in April, and they likely would have drawn massive crowds in the tens of thousands. But both events were scrapped because of a Riverside County health order. Local officials say the festivals could expose too many people to COVID-19, and it would be too hard to do contact tracing. As of now, Coachella and Stagecoach have not announced if they'll try to reschedule or just skip this year altogether. It's being called one of the biggest trades in NFL history. It involves two quarterbacks who were both at one time number one NFL draft picks. The Detroit Lions traded Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams for their quarterback, Jared Goff. As ESPN reports, Stafford will be leaving the Lions as the team's all-time leader in every passing category. So the Rams are definitely getting a top-tier quarterback. But some may say the Lions got the better deal. Besides 26-year-old Goff, the Rams also traded away two future first-round draft picks and a third-round pick, all for Stafford, who's almost 33. But some ESPN analysts say it's clear the Rams have a Super Bowl run in mind, which could be possible with Stafford at the helm. As for the Lions, they're now going into rebuild mode under a new coach and a relatively young QB. Speaking of football, a very unique version of the Pro Bowl happened yesterday. Usually the Pro Bowl is basically an all-star game between some of the league's most celebrated players. But this year, the Pro Bowl was not an actual football game. Instead, it was a virtual video game. It was played on Madden 21 because of the pandemic, of course. A rotating lineup of football players and even celebrities were at the controllers each quarter. For example, Snoop Dogg played one quarter and NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace played another. In the end, the NFC was the winner of the virtual game, beating the AFC 32-12. Black History Month kicks off today. Every February, the U.S. and Canada spend the month honoring the achievements of Black people and celebrating Black culture. The NAACP suggests taking the time this month doing things like supporting Black-owned businesses and creators, donating to a Black organization, or visiting a Black history or civil rights museum, as long as you can do so safely. There are also dozens of virtual events happening. Major businesses are throwing their weight behind Black History Month as well. For example, tech companies from Apple to Yelp are highlighting Black-owned businesses, and other companies like Peloton and Under Armour are highlighting the work of Black creators. Some are also donating or helping raise money to causes that impact the Black community. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available now exclusively on BlueNile.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people, and with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Now, back to Money Monday. And today we're talking about high-end liquors like pricey whiskeys and tequilas and how they're flying off store shelves. In fact, distillers are seeing their strongest sales in about four decades, despite bar closures. Alcohol executives tell the Wall Street Journal this is because people cannot spend money on things like concerts, travel, and live sports anymore. So instead, they're splurging on high-end booze they can drink from home. People are opting for alcohol that costs at least $40 or $50 for a standard-sized bottle. And this is really adding up. A trade body called the Distilled Spirits Council says revenue jumped nearly 8% last year to more than $31 billion. And this premium item trend is not just affecting alcohol. Research firm IRI says more Americans than usual are also opting for high-end products, ranging from pricier household cleaners to more expensive candles. Experts say this trend could very well fizzle out soon, though, as more venues reopen and people shift their spending. All right, thanks for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.